Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. There are two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. First, how Donald Trump is being turned into such a fool by the North Korean dictatorship, by the North Korean Hitler, what he's doing to Donald Trump, what a farce it is. And the second subject we want to discuss is the murder by the Turkish Nazis of over 2 million Armenian men, women, and children in the last century. The first Holocaust of the last century was the murder of the Armenians. And now that Nazi Turkey is pointing an accusing finger at Israel and condemning Israel for defending herself and for surviving, shouldn't the leaders of Israel be pointing out that the Turkish Nazis murdered over 2 million Armenian men, women, and children, committed a Holocaust? That they're the ones who are lecturing Israel on morality? But the cowardly leaders of Israel, of course, are not going to do that. And that's why we need new leaders. Let's start off, though, by speaking about North Korea. Now, as you know, we have been very critical of Donald Trump and his presidency because he's ignorant. He doesn't know what he's doing. His policy has no strategic depth or vision. He did cancel the Iranian nuclear agreement for now, although I wonder whether or not that's going to remain canceled because of Mike Pompeo now trying to wiggle his way back into the agreement. And also, I wonder how much that cancellation is going to be enforced against the Europeans and others who are trading with Iran. So, even that small move by Donald Trump in the right direction, which we praised him for it last week, even that may not turn into such a big deal after all. And we may get a lot worse from Donald Trump coming now, because the word is that he's preparing to release a so-called peace plan, which would be national suicide for Israel, which will prove our point that he is no better than Barack Hussein Obama when it comes to Israel. But look at the issue of North Korea. Look at what an idiot he is. I mean, you have this monster in North Korea, Kim Jong-ju, whatever his name is, Kim Jong-s, whatever his name is, and this monstrous dictator has murdered 2 million of his own people. This lunatic has starved millions of his own people to death. North Korean children have stunted growth because they're not being fed, because they're starving to death. North Korean children are much shorter than South Korean children because they're not being fed and not receiving basic nutrition. He's torturing, starving, freezing, and enslaving his entire nation. While a little powerful elite that is loyal to him rules over the country with an iron fist. They live in luxury. Kim and his followers there, they live in luxury, but 97-98% of the country is starving, is living in desperation. To think that such an immoral monster like this would keep his word or keep his agreements, particularly when we know that he has already entered into numerous agreements with prior administrations, both Democrat and Republican, and has always broken his word. He promised he would never develop nuclear bombs. He promised he would dismantle all of his nuclear program before they even completed building the nuclear bombs, and then he double-crossed Bill Clinton and then double-crossed George W. Bush and wound up building the nuclear bombs. The same thing Pakistan did. Pakistan also sneakily created nuclear bombs and built nuclear bombs after promises were made. This is just the same basic insanity over and over again. And with North Korea, you would think they would have learned already, because this guy has broken his word every single time. He and his father and his grandfather, the whole dynasty there of communist mass murdering dictators, are all pathological liars. I mean, if they're willing to slaughter millions of their own children, of their own people, mercilessly, brutally, savagely. If they're willing to do this to their own women and children, millions of them, starve them to death, and torture them, enslave them, put them through the worst horrors. If he's willing to do that, don't you think he's also willing to lie? But Donald Trump said he's very honorable. And Donald Trump started praising him right away. Because what did Kim do? He spread rumors that he is willing to denuclearize, that he is willing to, that he's willing to meet with Donald Trump, and he's willing to denuclearize in exchange for certain promises. He deliberately did this to trap Trump. Now that Trump already has bragged that he should get the Nobel Peace Prize, and dozens of idiot members of Congress have already said that he should get the Nobel Peace Prize for praising the North Korean Hitler. After all of this, Trump's going to look like a complete moron when it turns out that North Korea has no intention of denuclearizing. So he knew that he could trap Trump, make a fool out of him, and then Trump would be so desperate to save face, because Trump's only concern is saving face. Trump does not care about the future of the United States or the American people. He betrayed the United States and sold his soul to Russia, to the Russian Satan, a long time ago. He's not loyal to the United States. He's not loyal to anybody but himself. And so to save his reputation and his ego and his deal-making reputation that's so important to him, right? He wrote books on making deals. He's supposed to be the big deal maker. To save his reputation now, what is he doing? He's giving in to all the North Korean demands. He's making more concessions now to North Korea than Bill Clinton did, than George W. Bush did. Bill Clinton and George W. Bush did not cancel United States South Korean joint military exercises. Trump did. He just canceled this week. He just canceled a planned joint military exercise between the United States and South Korea because Kim demanded it, because Kim said he was annoyed that the United States and South Korea are doing military exercises and demanded that it be canceled. Trump canceled it to try to appease Kim. And Kim is attacking Trump, and the North Korean news media is attacking Trump. And Trump is appeasing and backpedaling now. And now there's already talk of, well, maybe he doesn't have to denuclearize. Let's just have steps in the right direction. What does steps in the right direction mean? He already has nuclear bombs. He's building more. His economy is collapsing. He desperately needs an end to sanctions. And so Trump is going to make deals with him on sanctions and give him relief and allow his evil regime to continue to survive and continue to spread the nuclear cancer and nuclear murder machinery all over the world, because the North Koreans are playing a big role in helping Iran build nuclear bombs and helping other countries as well with their nuclear technology. So Trump's going to let him off the hook now just to save face, just to show we can have an agreement. At least we're moving in the right direction, and this is a long process. And you know, whenever they say this is a long process, we've got to do it step by step, you can't expect it all at once. Whenever they give you these excuses, you know what it means? It means you're not getting what you were promised. Because the North Korean dictatorship doesn't keep its word, does not abide by agreements. And Trump is so desperate not to face the humiliation of showing what a flop he is as a leader. He's so desperate to do that. And Mike Pompeo, who has turned into a real disappointment as Secretary of State, I should have known. I mean, he supported Marco Rubio for president. I mean, Pompeo is really not a good person as Secretary of State. He's better than Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson was the ultimate serpent. And that was Trump's first choice for Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson from ExxonMobil. I mean, just unbelievable. Talk about the swamp. Trump's whole administration is the ultimate example of the swamp. His administration is more swamp than Clinton or Bush. Anyway, now they're trying to figure out ways to appease and duck and find a face-saving way out of this, so that they can continue to have the meeting and they can continue to have discussions and it won't break down, so that Trump won't be judged a failure. I think the one good guy that Trump has there is John Bolton, his national security advisor, but John Bolton is the only good guy that Trump has. Everyone else that he surrounded himself with are Washington insiders, are the worst type of people. Trump cannot be trusted with the presidency. He's a fool. He's ignorant. He's so egotistical that he'll sell out the United States just because somebody compliments him or promises him some sort of imaginary deal. He has no understanding of what this world is really all about. He has no comprehension of who he's dealing with. He thinks dealing with a North Korean barbaric Nazi dictator who has murdered over 2 million of his own people is like making a real estate deal in Manhattan. I mean, this is a guy, Trump is a guy who has no comprehension as to what he is dealing with. He is so way in over his head, it's an absolutely laughable. So, you know, whatever temporary praise we gave Trump for backing out of the Iran deal, and I hope that he really does prove to be serious, not just about backing out of the Iran deal, I hope that he militarily destroys Iran's nuclear bomb-making program and that his steps and actions lead to the downfall of the Iranian regime. If that happens, then we will praise him. We'll praise him very strongly if that happens. But it does not look good on this issue. It doesn't look good on the North Korean issue. It doesn't look good on the Iranian issue. It doesn't look good on the Israeli issue. It doesn't look good on any of these issues. All of it is a farce. And all of you who say, but he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem and Jews are not allowed to move to Jerusalem. There is still a building freeze against Jews in Jerusalem because Trump, one of the reasons is because Trump called up Netanyahu and told him not to build in Jerusalem. And the White House acknowledged that Trump called up and told him not to do it. He says it's hurting the peace process. That I thought Jerusalem is the undivided capital of Israel. And that issue was settled already by Trump moving the embassy. Nothing was settled. Trump moving the embassy just gets the sick, self-hating Jews to think, oh, now we owe Trump and we owe the United States and we have to be willing to give up even part of Jerusalem now to show how grateful we are that they moved the embassy. That moving of the embassy may turn out to be Israel's biggest nightmare, God forbid. That's Trump. There's another issue, though, that comes up this week. The dictator of Turkey, another monster who has murdered millions of people, also murdered 2 million people, murdered his regime murdered 2 million Armenians in the last century. And they murdered and tortured and raped millions of Greeks. For four centuries, they occupied Greece and raped and murdered and tortured the people of Greece, who resisted heroically, but unfortunately, Greece is much smaller than Turkey, and you know, they were heavily outnumbered, and the Turks were barbaric. The Turks also murdered and committed a Holocaust against the Serbs. They murdered huge numbers of Serbs. They occupied the Balkans. These Turkish Nazi barbarians now, Turkish Muslim Nazis, have the nerve to point the accusing finger of Israel and try to lead a coalition of nations against Israel and condemn Israel and say, look at what Israel's doing. Israel's trying to survive as a tiny little Jewish state in the middle of the Muslim world, surrounded by all these Muslims that want to destroy Israel just because Israel's not Muslim, just because Israel is Jewish. They want to swallow up Israel and murder all the Jews there because they believe that non-Muslims have no rights. And because the nerve of the Jews to have survived when the Muslims tried to slaughter them, the nerve of the Jews to have won 6 day wars against them. I mean, this really was something that Muslim pride cannot tolerate, cannot bear this. And so now Turkey is getting involved, and Turkey and the Turkish dictator is making all types of speeches about what the Israelis did and how terrible the Israelis are. And Bibi Netanyahu could easily point out, hey, wait a minute, you're lecturing us? You, the Turks, are giving us, the Jews, a moral lecture? When you murdered 2 million Armenians in the first Holocaust of the 20th century, over 2 million Armenians were murdered by you in cold blood, 2 million Armenian men, women, and children. And you're giving us lectures? And before that, you murdered and raped and enslaved millions of Greeks for four centuries. And murdered and enslaved and raped the Serb people. I mean, you committed the worst atrocities imaginable. Atrocities on par with what the Germans did to the Jews in the Holocaust. Germans murdered a larger number of Jews. They murdered over 6 million Jews. But still, whether it's 6 million or 2 million, it's 2 million Armenians versus 6 million Jews. That's not the issue. The issue is that murdering millions of people in a Holocaust, committing this genocide, is the worst type of crime against humanity that you can commit. And the Turkish Muslims did it. And the same Turkish Muslims who committed the worst crimes in human history, together with the German Nazis, just like the German Nazis, the same Turkish Muslim Nazis are now lecturing little Israel. Because little Israel doesn't want to be the victim of the next Muslim Holocaust. Because little Israel wants to survive. And so they're lecturing Israel. When Israel does, and what Israel has done, by the way, is so pathetic and so appeasing, Israel should be doing 1,000 times more to its Muslim enemies. What Israel does is nothing compared to what they're capable of doing, what they should be doing to the Muslim Nazi enemy. But even this, even the slightest act of self-defense by the Jewish state, the Turks are screaming and yelling that this is immoral. How dare you? These are crimes against humanity. You should go to international court and the UN, and everybody should be judging you. And Bibi and Naftali Bennett and Avigdor Lieberman and all the other leaders of Israel, all the other corrupt, pathetic, weak, ghetto-minded, self-hating leaders of Israel, don't even bring up the fact that Turkey murdered millions of people. The same Turkey that's condemning them slaughtered millions of people, committed a Holocaust. This is beyond belief. Only Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party intends, if he becomes prime minister someday, God willing, he intends to make it a worldwide campaign to recognize what happened to the Armenians, what the Turks did to the Armenians, and what they did to the Greeks and the Serbs and all the other people. Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, they're going to make this a worldwide issue. And they're going to put the Turks on trial before world opinion and prove what the Turks did. I mean, there's overwhelming, ample, indisputable evidence as to what took place. Of course, there are Turkish Holocaust deniers just like there are German Holocaust deniers. But no serious historian gives any credence to their Holocaust denials. There's no question about what took place. This is why we need Moshe Feiglin of the Zehut Party in the Knesset. He's the one person who would get up and say, what the hell is this? And by the way, the average Israeli would like to see their leader stand up and give it to Turkey. Bibi not only didn't do this, when Turkey sent a flotilla to try to help the terrorists, the Hamas terrorists in Gaza, Pipi apologized to Turkey and gave millions of dollars in compensation to Turkish terrorists that were on that flotilla to help the Hamas terrorists. In other words, the Israeli army had to stop them and had to defend themselves. So some of the people on the flotilla were killed when they were trying to smuggle things through an embargo against Hamas, the terrorists in Hamas in Gaza. And Pipi apologized to Turkey and gave them millions of dollars in compensation, apologized for stopping them from helping terrorists that want to destroy Israel. This is the type of cowardice, this is the type of disgusting, disgraceful leadership that we have in Israel. And you Jews out there that continue to support Netanyahu, Trump, You'll continue to support all the enemies of your own people, enemies that are internal and enemies that are external, because you don't want to face reality. You're afraid to face reality. Reality scares you. You want your leaders, you want to pretend that your leaders are doing a good job, even when they're not, even when they're betraying you. That's why we had a Holocaust, by the way. Jews believed in their leaders, and their leaders misled them, and 6 million Jews were murdered, which could have been avoided if we had real Jewish leadership. We need to change all of that. I just did a Hebrew video on Turkey and on the Armenian genocide, the Armenian Holocaust, and we're going to try to wake the people of Israel up so that the people of Israel will see that they've got to support Moshe Feiglin and they've got to support JTF. Waking people up and exposing the real truth and ending this appeasing, cowardly policy this ghetto-minded policy that has crippled the Jewish people for so many years, and that prevents Israel from being a light unto the nations, a holy nation, a nation of priests, which is the destiny of the Jewish people. Holding back that destiny can only lead to disaster and punishment, God forbid. Pursuing that destiny can lead to the redemption of the world. We need your help to be part of this. We want to wake up as many Jews as possible. You know we have an advertising campaign, and you know that we're working with our advertising campaign to wake the people of Israel up. The more you support us, the more you help us, the more Jews in Israel we can reach. And that gives us more hope for turning the situation around. So we need your financial support. We need you to promote JTF. We need you to spread the word about JTF everywhere possible. Because if we work together as a team, we can still make this a better world. And that is why we were put into this world. That is our real purpose in life. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.